That's just okay. Your heart down all the way, Jeff.
I hope you don't do nothing to slow your heart down. That's for sure. Alright.
Try to sip something?
Nuh-uh. What you got?
Alright, man. What it is, it's your boy, Hip Hop Karma, a.k.a. Karma, a.k.a. That Guy, a.k.a. the host of That Random Podcast Show. You feel me? We get the artists, we get to talk to them, ask them random questions, let you guys get to know them, all that good stuff. You feel me? Right now, we got an artist in here. Got a couple artists in here. We got D Wood.
D motherfucking D Wood, man. What's up, people? How y'all doing?
There it is. D Raw, D Wood.
Yep, yep.
We got Jay Santos.
What's up?
There he is. So, you know, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. So, all that good shit. Type that in. Type in the Random Podcast Show. You'll find that right there. So,
don't forget D.WoodMusic23. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on the gram. Follow me on SoundCloud. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Everything busting legit. Let's talk about more what you want to talk about, though.
Okay.
I talk about me all day.
That's a good thing. Okay, so let's jump right into that. So, if somebody was on social media, right, there's a lot of platforms. I know you on probably all of them and stuff. If they were to find you on a social media platform, where would they find you at? What's an inbox they could actually hit where you're going to be on and be able to respond to them?
You hit me on the gram.
The gram.
D.WoodMusic23. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Follow me. I'll hit you right back. Y'all want to do business. Y'all want to do collabs. Y'all want to do talk about basketball, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Y'all want to play about, talk about 2K, because I show niggas love on 2K.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Show love on Madden. I'm still fucking with that 19 right now.
That's right.
Rest in peace, some niggas that got shot out the other day. You know what I'm saying? That was ridiculous.
You talking about the shit that happened here in the city?
Yeah, man. No.
Oceanside?
No.
What are you talking about?
Shit happened in, what was it, Florida? Yeah. They had a Madden tournament. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gunman came in there and shot up the tournament.
At the Madden tournament.
Madden tournament, not the massacre type shit, man.
That's crazy. Yeah,
man. That's what I'm telling you, man. You follow D Wood Music 23. You know what I'm saying? I hit you with all the latest news.
You got reports that happening drops, on that too,
you know
huh?
What I'm saying? Live and in action. I was there. Nah.
That's right. So where you come from originally, man? You originally, we out here in California right now, but where you come from originally, man?
I'm originally from Chicago, man.
Chicago?
And Chicago is a place that I call my home, but I've been out here for a while too, so this is kind of like my home too. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm both ways, you know what I'm saying? But most definitely love my city to death. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in the West right now, and I'm trying to do it from here right now, so it is what it is.
How about you, Santos? Where you from?
I'm from that Bay.
You from the Bay?
From the Bay.
What part of the Bay? There's a lot of parts of the Bay, and people get all confused and then think that Sacramento's part of the Bay. It's not really part of the Bay.
True fact.
You know what I'm saying? So what part of the Bay are you from?
Redwood City.
Redwood City?
Yeah, little city.
Okay.
Little city is by, how about Stanford?
By Stanford, the college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, why you start this interview like you don't know? Look, man, look. So, listen, y'all don't know, we go back, man.
But listen, this is for the people that are tuned in for the first time that don't know.
Let me tell you about Karma, man.
Don't worry about Karma, man. Don't worry about me, man.
In his room, and I came through. I said, I'm ready to record, man.
Listen, don't worry about me, man.
He said, hold on. Let me take these loads of clothes out, and I'll be right here.
You feel me?
I was still fucking with him then. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's going to show me love when we record later on after this shit.
Yeah, we're going to see. But so what'd you do when you were growing up listening to music? What was some of the music you listened to growing up?
Man, I listened to crazy shit. I went from the roots. I listened to a lot of gospel too. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the church. You know what I'm saying? I played drums when I was young. You know what I'm saying? All the way to teenage years. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a musician. You know what I'm saying? I play instruments. You know what I mean? So when I say music, I like anything with a banging ass beat. You know what I'm saying? Live instruments is always dope. I like bass. You know what I'm saying? Live bass on my beats. You know what I'm saying? So, anything I kill. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Y'all go to my shit, man. Y'all people know what I'm talking about, man. My shit is like an instrument in itself.
What was the first instrument you played?
First instrument?
Yeah, first instrument.
Drums, man.
Drums, first. Yeah. That's the first instrument you picked up or got behind and played type shit?
First joint, man. I was drawn to it. You know what I'm saying? Music's always been...
Drums aren't easy to get a hold of. Where were you playing the drums at?
Church? You know what I'm saying? I was blessed enough to have a drum set at the house. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I played the crib too.
Family do music and shit?
Yeah.
So it's background, it's in the background.
Music, man.
Okay.
Pops played all the greats, you know what I'm saying? And learned the melodies and shit, you know what I'm saying? My step pops, he played the shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a whole gumbo of shit that developed me, man. That's why I don't just typecast myself one way as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I can fuck with anything.
I'm gonna ask you to come right back to you with Santos. What's some artists, give me three artists growing up you listened to, growing up, there was some inspirations that were like, you know, it was in your tape deck or in your CD player when you were coming up as a young buck, if you will.
Otis Redding, for sure.
Otis Redding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Probably, Babyface?
Yeah. Babyface
ass. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Different genres, but yeah.
Okay, what year did you get into music that you started thinking, okay, I kind of want to be a singer, I want to do this shit, kind of like the people I'm listening to?
Since I was like 5 or 6 when I performed in front of my family.
Oh yeah?
I knew it with their reaction and singing.
Okay, 5 or 6, that's young, that's like what, second grade or some shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was up there in Northern California.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then after that, when did you start, like, taking it serious?
I would say probably, like, back in my 20s.
Like in your 20s?
Yeah.
2000?
21, 22. But I always was singing, like, in my life. Like, just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What year was that? 2000 what? 2000 something?
2000.
Hey, we not here to put dates on that, man. Look, what we try to do is develop a new sound for people to, you know, listen to and vibe out to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something you can get your car ride to, something you can smoke to, mm-hmm. Something like you can play and you can hear in the club. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, y'all gotta just check us in.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And whatever you got, whatever itch you got, you might just scratch it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I'm gonna ask you a couple more random questions real quick. What's something outside of music that you do that people wouldn't expect that you do? Like, you go out and start painting, you like to get your manicure, you like to...
Nah, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
What you like?
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can tell you a bunch of things what I do, but I don't want motherfuckers on my line of what I give them. If you follow me on the gram, I'm going to show y'all how I'm living. I'm going to show you how I'm in the booth. I'm going to show you if I'm going to Capitol, I'm going to, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Interscope, I'm going to fuck with whoever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see it on my live. I ain't going to waste your timeline with no face pictures and do you like me, yes or no's. And, you know what I mean? You want real music, fuck with me, man.
So what's a goal for you? You got an album, you got a project, you got something you want to put out this year, next year?
Content. Nothing but pure D content.
Content.
And it might be pure D content. That's a good album, man. Pure D content. D Wood, you know what I mean?
Pure D content. There you go. Mm-hmm. That worked. Well, shit. So, boom, social media, boom. From Chicago, boom. From Northern Cal,
look,
boom. Hold on, man. You gotta hold on, man. You can't. This ain't your show, Pete.
Well, hey,
golly, hey, man. Hold on, man. We're gonna start the time. When we start the time, and I'll get to you to the time. We're gonna do the other time.
Hey, I know you're trying to wrap it up.
We ain't wrapping it up, man. I still got a couple questions, man. Some random shit to ask you.
Oh, go ahead. Let me see.
You feel me?
And by the way, we sipping right now, taking it slow.
This motherfucker.
And we smoking some of the finest gelato 44. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
He's sipping Sprite.
No.
Don't listen to him.
Sprite.
So if you were on an island.
Right? Now, hold on. Don't lie to the people. What's that?
There's something in there. I don't know what's in there, but there's something in that thing. And it's not just whatever it is. What is that? Was that something? There's an aftertaste to it. All right. Well, so three artists. Boom. You're on an island. Greatest hits albums, of course. You know, it could be anybody. It could be the Beatles' greatest hits, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix. Three albums you have to listen to on the island. Jay Santos, give me your three. Three albums that you could listen to all day, every day. Three artists.
Man, I gotta
put some rap
in there if I'm gonna be on the island.
I have it. By yourself.
Life After Death.
Life After Death, that's Biggie?
Yep.
Okay, that's like Biggie. So Biggie album, greatest hits, Life After Death. Okay, boom. What's another one?
Forever My Lady.
Forever My Lady.
Album, Jodeci.
Jodeci. Okay, Jodeci. That boy gonna be spanking it.
Man.
Lion in the Jungle.
I don't know,
man. What more? There's gotta be one more.
Something like
his album. Sade. Sade. Sade.
Sade. Sade is classic. You can listen to Sade any time of day.
My album's in my head, so I can sing about shit.
Yeah, I like Sade.
You got an album right now you can't find. You can't sing that motherfucker, can you?
I got it. What's the three artists you on an island you could listen to all day, every day? What you got?
Real talk, probably Karma, and your first joint you dropped.
Ooh, I like that shit. Ooh, we gonna play. Hey, we gonna promote the hell out of this one.
Hey, don't be making my voice sound how it sound crazy. You know, you heard what I said. I said I'm taking Pac joint.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
greatest hits.
Okay, Pac, boom.
And I'm gonna take some. I'm gonna take some Michael, man.
Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan.
Michael, greatest hits. And I'm gonna take I ain't gonna take no VHS tape. A mic, I would. I had them all too. Motherfucker, Come Fly With Me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What is the air up there? You know what I'm saying? When that one of them all was.
Captain Neo.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is, but look. Mike. Boom. And then I take.
Mike's all time hits.
Mike, Tupac, we got one more. Who is it?
I'll go ahead and take Jay-Z. I'll take Jay-Z greatest hits.
Jay-Z, boo. Okay. I'm gonna wrap it up. I got two more questions to ask. Dead or alive, Santos? Any artists in the world you can work with? Who's it gonna be? Dead or alive? You can make that hit single.
Can you come back to me?
Come back to you. Yeah. He wants to pass. Yeah. D. Wood.
I didn't think about that.
Well, I wouldn't even think.
Dead or alive?
What? Collab?
Collab. Anybody in the world, dead or alive. I will tell you this too. You can't have a group.
Okay.
So if it was like a band, boom, you get the whole band. If it's like the Fugees, you get the whole Fugees.
Dead or alive. I'd probably say, man, because when I was probably, you know what I'm saying, seeing all the money in the video and shit like that, I was seeing 50 doing it. And I think realistically, I can touch that goal. If I can get 50 and still keep rapping within the next couple of years, I can touch them, you know what I'm saying?
50. 50 Cent?
I have 50, you know what I'm saying, jump on the track and do like a whole grimy ass, you know what I'm saying, first 50 Cent album joint, give us that trying to take beat, you know what I mean? And
type shit.
Bring that best back with like a new spin to it though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily the, like, you know.
You know, okay, so real quick, I'm gonna go sideways with that. You heard about that new album from 50 that, Get the Strap? That one from
Uncle with Murder, 6ix9ine and all
Tekashi 6ix9ine Casanova.
It's out to my boy Hollow. He got a joint he's doing a remake of 50 shit called Go. That's Your Birthday Tape joint. You know what I'm saying? Go check that nigga out too. Cube got it. You know what I'm saying? OGG Records. You know what I'm saying? We here, man. That's Rizzle.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
We gonna talk to all them too. We gonna get
Pablo.
Them in here. We gonna
you
talk
know what
to
saying?
Them all. We gonna talk to them all.
We got niggas floating everywhere.
So
man.
my question on this right is, you said he was fucking with 50. What do you think about him doing this shit with Tekashi? I know Tekashi out there, he's causing a lot of bullshit out there. What
man,
you think
he's
about
the king
this?
Of chaos, so why would he not, you know what I'm saying,
fuck with it?
Be chaotic.
Right.
With a chaotic person like he's been. And I listened to the song a couple times, and the bars was kind of, it was disrespectful, but it was kind of like, no, like, yo, see me, let me see that you can write. And you came up with the...
So are you talking about with your collab, new 50, old 50, what are you talking about?
I mean, 50's still gonna be 50, I think. You just get him in the bag, man. You gotta You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
Yeah. But I mean, fuck. I do this shit on my own. You just asking the wish thing. I ain't no Make a Wish Foundation 50. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is a question. You feel me? 50 tunes into this shit, he gonna be like, well, let me check out this cat right here. Say he wanna do a feature. Boom, he listen to his shit. He's like, you know what? Not too shabby.
Like, what am I bringing to 50's table, though? Unless this shit
five
blow
bands,
off.
At least minimal.
Five bands? Nigga, 50 look at that shit like, man, I come in there and beatbox and take real quick and walk the fuck out.
Oh, Santos. Dead or Alive, man.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Boom. That was quick. Michael Jackson. He moonwalked right into that bitch. That motherfucker was
thinking. Man, you gotta kind of sit back and let Mike do his thing. What you gonna do, the background?
Yeah, what you gonna do? Yeah, how you gonna get on this track?
I'm gonna be there with Mike.
Mike, come in first. Hey, what you gonna come out the mic, bro? What you gonna come out the mic? He's gonna do nothing.
He gonna do the intro.
What's your mother one, Pharrell?
Pharrell? No, for real, okay.
Oh, yeah, for real.
We're going to let him get away with that one because he had to think about it like, hold on, man. Mike, you know, that's a hard act to follow. You feel me?
Well, that's what's good, man. Once again, man, okay, if they're going to follow you on social media, D-Wood, where they going to follow you at, man?
Oh, man, you already know this. D-Wood, Music 2-3, you know what I'm saying?
Boom.
J-Santo.
Yeah. Nah, that's all it was. D-Wood Music 2-3. You know what I'm saying? Dropping new shit.
Alright, and
every motherfucking day on your. Not every day, but I'll try to drop it.
Where you dropping it at?
So I'm gonna drop it.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, check my SoundCloud link and bio. Video links in bio. Well, actually, you know what? My SoundCloud is in my shit currently right now.
I know you got some videos too. Where the videos
at? Yeah, I got some videos popping. It's on YouTube too. Follow me on YouTube. Everything D-Wood Music 2-3.
Check that shit
out. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Boom. Santos, where you at, man? Where you at?
J.Santos Music 3156.
Again, where is it at?
J.Santos Music 3156.
Boom, boom, boom.
At Gmail.
Gmail. We ain't playing with the shit, man.
Yeah, we ain't playing, man. OGG Records.
You know what I'm saying? OGG. Okay, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Random Podcast.
Olympus Gang.
We're going to get some more of the crew up in here, man, and do some interviews, man, and get this shit popping. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Yeah. You know what it is.